Listening Library presents House of Salt and Sorrows by Aaron A. Craig. Read for you by Emily Lawrence. With so much love to my grandparents, Phoebe and Walter, who always said I would write a book, I'm so happy you were right. Chapter 1. Candlelight reflected off the silver anchor etched onto my sister's necklace. It was an ugly piece of jewelry, and something Eulalie would never have picked out for herself. She loved simple strands of gold, extravagant collars of diamonds. Not that. Papa must have selected it for her. I fumbled at my own necklace of black pearls, wanting to offer her something more stylish, but the battalion of pallbearers shut the coffin lid before I could undo the clasp.
We, the people of the salt, commit this body back to the sea,
the High Mariner intoned as the wooden box slid deep into the waiting crypt. I tried not to notice the smattering of lichens growing inside the gaping mouth, drawn wide to swallow her whole. Tried not to think of my sister, who was alive and warm and breathing just days before, being laid to rest. Tried not to imagine the thin bottom of the coffin growing fat with condensation and salt water before splitting asunder and